Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Matty Rendell, Stephen Silvani, Cam Luke. It is the Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental. Jump on continental-tyres.com.au. North Melbourne, an hour ago, that's up at Trade Radio. You can podcast it now. And I am looking forward to the songs more so than I am the actual analysis on Collingwood. So take it away, mate.
Well, here we go. Here's the song for Collingwood. So this is more about a club thing, happiness. They won't know themselves, Collingwood, when they get to start pre-season training. With all the changes that have been made there, they're going to be really positive, I've got no doubt. So these players have had a lot of negativity over a long period of time. So this will be fantastic for them. That's why I think it'll be a very happy club. But if you look at their best team, so they made the moves last year, clearly because of their salary cap issues. We've talked enough about that. But what they were able to do is bring in a heap of really good kids. And we saw enough of Oliver Henry, isn't it? Yeah. Poulter, Jack Ginnivan, Bo McQueary, Finlay McRae. Rusko came in the year before, showed plenty. They're going to get Nick Dacos in. He's going to be a star. And Quayner's getting better and better at playing that role in defence. So Ash Johnson came in mid-season draft. I think he's going to be a really good player for him. He broke his finger not long after he got there and never played for the year. So they've got some really good depth. And then Lipinski and Kruger come in. Kruger, I'm not sure back or forward, but Lipinski can go straight into that best 23. And the best 23 I'm writing down here, I haven't got Hoskin Elliott in there either. So that means they've got a bit of depth here. Their forward line was going to look like, and this is my big change for Collingwood, I'm playing Moore as a key forward. So I'm playing him in the ruck with Grundy, and that's a 1-2 punch that not many clubs can even get close to. He is a really good forward. Now, you're going to have to take him out of defence. So you've still got Roughhead for another year. I'm putting Will Kelly in defence. Now, he has wretched luck with injuries over the past 2 years. He's a really good defender, and he can play on those tall blokes that we spoke about before. Howe missed the whole year. He's going to come back and be better. Maynard been fantastic for them. And in the midfield, I'm going to put Chris... I'm taking him out of defence, and he did play a fair bit in the midfield, and putting him in with DeGoey and Tyler Brown. Tyler Brown did his shoulder and had a Rico. I've got him in there. We need to... Pendles doesn't need to be in there anymore. So, but that gives you a real dash in there. Crispin DeGoey in there. And we saw how good DeGoey was as a midfielder when he probably didn't use the ball as well, and he went sideways too much instead of going straight. But he's going to be a star next year with his fitness levels up. And I know he's having a massive crack at the moment. But when you put Moore in with Elliott, a Cox slash Cameron, whichever one that is, a Dacos and a Majacek in your forward line, a Henry... And here's the other change. I'm playing Adams more as a forward. I want him, he butchers the ball up too much as a midfielder going through the middle of the ground. But what he can do is apply a massive amount of pressure in the forward line. He'll kick goals. Now, he'll come into the midfield, of course, but he's a great player to bring in second half of a quarter into your midfield out of the forward line. But I'm going to play him more in the forward line. I want some real dash. Some blokes are going to kick it along and take the game on. He makes a few too many errors for my liking with ball in hand. So they've got some really good depth. That's without Murphy. Rusko was good in defence, and Noble and Madgen were great back there periods. And I've got, you know, what do I do with Sidey and Pendles? I've got them playing on the wing at the moment. So that they can basically play wherever they like. Really good depth here. The Tohill came along really nicely this year, but he had to go back to Ireland. So he's a brainiac. He had a choice. He actually qualified to go to the best school in Ireland for medicine, and he had to make a decision by the end of this year, so he's gone back. Braden Sy, I don't know where he's at. Tom Wilson, these blokes are all capable of playing league footy, and Max Lynch improved out of sight as a ruckman, and he's got some suitors. there if someone's looking for a young ruckman. I'm not sure. I think he's out of contract. So they've got some really good depth here. And Mark Keane's the other Irishman. I know he's back in Ireland playing Gaelic at the moment. So hopefully he comes back because I really liked him and he could play in defence as well. Great depth. I reckon they've got out of jail a little bit with the players they picked last year and a few the year before. I think this is a really quick rebound. I'm going to pick them to make the eight next year. I think their game brand or the way they play is going to be really quick and they're going to move the ball and these forwards won't know themselves and that's why I'm playing more forward. Very, very difficult player to play on Darcy Moore as a key forward with his athletic ability. And if he played in the ruck permanently, he'd win the Brownlow medal because I don't think anyone could keep up with him. And he'd take marks and he'd kick goals. But you've got Grundy there and it's going to be a great 1-2 punch. My only question mark I had on the club going forward is who replaces Kevin White in strength and conditioning? Now, the bloke they've got is Jared Wade. I don't know much about him, but he was at the Rabbitohs in the rugby for 5 years, Essendon for four, and Geelong for five. So he's done his apprenticeship, and hopefully he's really good because they lost a really good one in Kevin White.
Incredibly positive. And Pies fans want to hear from you. So essentially we know why they made the trade 12 months ago and turned out to be pick two, which they never thought it would be. And the Giants certainly wouldn't have banked on that. And they're laughing all the way to the bank right now. But based on that, getting Dacos in, and that's where it's so much combined into, you're not at all worried. When a team gives up a first-round pick and it ends up that high, you don't think it's going to hurt them at all long-term because of Dacos is the reason, right?
No, it's not ideal. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it just adds to what happened last year. Yeah. Last year, it's been a horror 12 months because but no one in their right minds thought that Collingwood would have finished second to bottom.
No way.
They would have said they're going to make the eight. Yep. They made the eight the year before. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they do it again? But it turned into a disaster. Second bottom. So no one would have picked that. And as it's turned out, they could have taken Dacos and taken the next best player in the draft. But they ended up with three players out of that that trade last year. They ended up with Poulter, who played some really good footy on the wing for them this year. McGuinness, who I rate highly and had a lot of injuries and didn't get in the team. And McCreary, I think, is going to be a really good small forward, pressure forward for them. So they ended up okay with players. It just ended up, being bad that they finished second bottom.
The Dacos one's interesting because, I mean, some would have him one, some have him two, three. So he's definitely a top three pick. Mm. And look, we can be greedy a little bit. Mm. I mean, obviously they've given away that top pick and they got pick 22 and 20 and 30 or some.
24 picks, and 30,
24 and 30.
They
two players through the door, two extra players through the door. Mm. But they're still getting that number two pick, which is Dacos.
Yep.
So they're really, still in the whole scheme of things, yes, they're gonna have their picks absorbed later on in terms of their pick 36 and whatever, which... Yep. So really, you're not missing much.
Because you're getting him.
Because you're getting him.
Mm. Exactly.
So yes,
right.
It would be nice. You're still banking on North not selecting Dacos as one, because if they did select him as one, pick two's gone.
And
so
the other question is if they kept that pick, and so they've got Dacos and the next best player in the draft, whoever that is. Is that player going to be better than the combination of McGuinness, Poulter, and McCreary? So that's you can only answer in the future. In the future, in about 3 or 4 years' time. Let's see who gets pick three. So, and because they know they're going to lose those picks, that's why they've gone after Lipinski and Kruger and going to use, maybe future. Or they're going to have some players going out. I think players like Sire, Tom Wilson, Max Lynch should be looking elsewhere for opportunity.
The thing, Matty, is the thing about having pick two in your hand, though, it's even if he was bitted at pick one, Dacos, it's what you could have done with pick two once they bitted that.
Exactly.
So they're the things that would have been nice to, on draft night to go, okay, what can we do now? We could have done a deal and maybe got, three late first round picks through the door for pick two and all that type of stuff. So that would have been nice to have.
Well, let's see how valuable the pick two is that GWS own. And see if clubs come to them to try and split that. There's been talk that they'll try and split the pick too.
I think they'll be, if I was to look at the Giants list, they'd be after the best key position player.
Yeah, so...
Available in the draft.
Yeah,
And I don't know whether there is one that's rated that highly.
Well, Josh Gibbs is the best key defender. Now, there's a kid called Mac Andrew. Now, this is a really interesting situation because he's an NGA for Melbourne. But if you go inside 20 as an NGA player now, the club that calls your name out gets that player. So the rules changed. So last year, if Jamar Ugahagan was in the draft this year and someone caught him out one, he goes to that club. He goes to North.
Yeah.
So they changed the rules. So if you've got a player, NGA, at your club who gets called out outside 20, the bidding process happens. Mac Andrew will go in the top five. And my information is that he'd probably go to GWS. Now, he's just to describe him, he's a 201, really skinny Sudanese kid. I watched 2 minutes of him, and I've gone, boy, he got some skills and some talent and can run.
Who's their captain, Collingwood?
Pendles.
Anyone else?
What have they got?
Has he put his hand up and saying that he's not going to be the captain next year? I just made that up.
I would hope he wouldn't be captain next year. Called for Darcy Moore, I think, on this show this time last year. I said, it should be Darcy Moore.
If Pendles isn't the captain, is it Darcy Moore in your...
For me, it is, absolutely. He's got leadership all over him, Darcy, and, he's a captain obvious to Matty, be there. It's not quite great.
For Collingwood to have a really good year next year and jump again, Brodie Grundy's the player that's got a lift. Like his last 2 years have been below par. At his best, we know what he's like. He brings some presence around the ground, which I haven't seen that the last couple of years.
No, he little bits and pieces we saw this year. Okay, last year, but I had him about the sixth best ruckman this year. Some of his stuff was really good, but he just there was no direction, there was no leadership. He was hot and cold on his effort, you know, the ground level and the tackling, maybe he was looking for a change in the hierarchy more than anyone. He didn't handle the hub life too well because he's also a brainiac and loves to study. He doesn't like to hang around with all the other players. So I'm expecting a big spike from him. He's a proud fella and he'd be jealous of Maxie because they made All-Australian 2 years in a row, 18-19, I think they were both in it. So he'd be jealous of Maxie holding that cup up and he might want to try and do something about it.
Get involved, Pies fans, 1300-2355-48. That's 1300-2355-48. Off the text, Matty, who do you think has star potential, the young players at the Pies list?
Well, Oliver Henry could be a star. We saw enough of his stuff that he's got some Stevie J stuff in him. Can take the mark, ball on the ground, kicks goals in all different ways from marks, handball receives, which I love in a forward. He obviously needs to get, fitter and stronger. There's no doubt about that. Quayne is going to be a star in defence. I mean, he went 13 for a reason, but he just got better and better and his run and kicking out of defence is excellent. Poulter was really good in patches. He needs to pick up his intensity. He's a good player. He got enough of the ball and played enough good games to show that he could do something. I liked Rusko off half-back. Really nice composure. Never got flustered and he's can play tall and small. He's got some real spunk about him. And Finlay McRae started really slowly when he came in, but his last few games were excellent in the midfield. I said, it's taking him a while to pick up the pace of that midfield. And I thought he was really good at the end. They've got some, and I've probably missed a couple of players here, but they've got some really good prospects. Bo McCreary showed enough. You know, he kicks 3 goals in a game as a small forward. That's hard to do. And so did Jack Ginnivan. So Trent Bianco showed enough in a few games too. He faded late. Another skinny kid. The bloke they need to get up is Tyler Brown because I think he could be a real star. And he's just has not got continuity with his body, shoulder reco, He should be playing as an inside mid with these blokes because he's really good at doing that inside mid stuff, and he could cause some havoc. But I'd like to see him get an opportunity, get some continuity with his body.
Pies fans, 1300 23 55 48, 1300 23 55 48. The Kogan Mobile open line is open. Your thoughts on the other side of this? Okay. A late trade for MEGT? Got something?
I was just going to say, watch out for Ash Johnson next year. You're going to really like what you see with him too. Really exciting Aboriginal kid, plays as a third tall forward.
A lot of positivity. Pies fans, you want to hear from you? Get on the Kogan Mobile open line next. 1300 23 55 48.